Hey, what's happening?
Brother, what's up?
This is a big
party, man.
Yeah, brother,
like,
stop
right on. What's
up? Hey, man, what's your name?
Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Hey, good morning, Sam. How you doing?
Good morning, Earl. I'm loving the sun and the warmth today.
Yeah, it's coming. And the sky is blue and, you know, a few clouds, but it actually resembles a spring day.
I'm not going to hold my breath, though. I'm not going to do it.
Well,
not until May.
Yeah, well, that's probably the best thing. I thought about, you know, I plant flowers, and I was thinking about, well, maybe I can get an early start. But no, you can't rush it. You know, it'll come when it comes. I've got a guest on the line, and I'm wondering if he's calling in. You know, there was a commercial that played earlier that said that we can teach you how to think again on this show. And I'm wondering if that's why he's calling, so we can teach him how to think again. Mr. Al Holmes, good morning to you, my friend of my father's house. What's going on? Is that why you're calling?
You?
I'm fine, but is that why you're calling
in? To learn how to think again?
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
Yes. That's one of the commercials that, you know.
I need to know how not to respond.
you know how you doing, my friend?
I'm doing great. How are you,
Eric? All right. It is good to have you on the air, man. We got a lot to talk about. Let's begin by, you got great opportunities, you know, at a time when people are struggling, you know, for a decent paycheck. You've got an opportunity for people to get a decent paycheck.
Yes, there's a company called Harrigan out of Grafton who do short-term projects, and they asked me for several years to assist them in recruiting crews to be able to do some of the work. It's different types of work. Some of it's construction, and then others is working for other companies. But right now, they've contacted me asking me to help them find 75 people who can assist in taking down the dome over the soccer field at Marquette University. Every year, they put that up so that they can practice and utilize the facility in the winter. And then at this time of the year, they have to take it down so that they have an open field so that they can compete and practice. So we are looking for 75 bodies, male or female, to help take the dome off of the soccer field.
You know, you use the verbiage short term. Let's talk about what you mean by short term.
Well, this particular project only takes 3 to 4 days, approximately 1 week of time as far as the actual work. And they are going to start on the 20th of May, and they have to be done by the 26th. I'm not sure what the total number of hours per day will be, but I know it's going to be at least 6 hours per day. It's a matter of taking the dome down and packaging it up and putting in storage for the summer. And they're paying $22 an hour for each individual, and they're providing free lunch. So we're looking for able-bodied people, men or women, 18 and older, who can do some little physical work, but they're crews, so they'll be working with teams. So there won't be any heavy lifting or anything like that. We would recommend that they come to the job, if they are called, with work clothes on, you know, long pants, jeans preferably, and some good shoes, not tennis shoes or soft top shoes.
You know, Al, so what are the requirements? I mean, can I be
18 and older?
No. Can I be a felon? Can I be somebody who, you know,
18 and older with a little bit of muscle.
Okay, so
learn how to follow directions.
Yeah, clearly, no drug tests, none of those things.
None of that.
We're
talking to people as they sign up to make sure that they come sober and that they're willing to take direction and get the job done.
$22 an hour for, for a week. And 6 hours a day, it adds up. I mean, it could put in that week's time, it could put $400, $500 in somebody's pocket.
That's correct.
Which of it may be longer. Yeah. Which is good for, somebody who, doesn't have work. As a matter of fact, is good for people who may be working a job that will allow them the opportunity, based on the different hours, an opportunity to add to whatever it is they're making.
That's correct. And, this could lead to other employment and, full-time employment in other capacities, because they're always looking for people for different jobs that they have. And those who come and work well and work well with their crew chiefs and what have you, they may be called back upon to do other work and or may be hired by a company to, it's an opportunity to show what you can do.
So why am I wasting my
decent money?
So why am I wasting my time with radio?
Because you're old.
We don't
need you.
There's age discrimination. Is that what you're saying? I'm old?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, okay.
See, you're younger than me, and that makes that puts us out of the mix.
No, that puts you out.
Either one of us can handle it.
You don't know. You don't know what I can handle. I am more than qualified to handle things like that.
Remember, I coached high school sports for 49 years, so I maintained my conditioning.
Yeah. Well, I'm in pretty good shape, man. There's no question. Al, we've got a lot to talk about, and a lot of it, I especially wanted to talk with you. I got a call again yesterday from a radio station in Milwaukee, WTMJ Radio, for the second time in a couple of weeks. Last week I got called for interviews. Last week I got called to do a live interview for Channel 12. And so they're calling me because I created, an organization called Voices of the Elders to address these young boys who are stealing cars in our community. And they asked me again because it's escalating, and they were asking me, what can we do? And I had to say to them, some of them mentioned, there are people who are saying we need to increase the penalty, we need to lock them up, and I'm like, clearly the people who are trying to address this don't have a clue of what they're talking about. If their answer is we're going to lock these boys up for longer periods of time, where are you going to lock up boys 10 to 15 years old, Al?
Well, it's not about that.
That's what these people.
But this is that's an easy answer.
And the wrong answer, as I told them.
Well, that's true, but it's a political answer. And it we're dealing with elections coming up. And the more you talk about punishing people and locking them up and throwing away the key, this
gets traction.
Leads into these people's campaigns or what have you, that the only way to solve crime is to lock everybody up and get them out of society. You're not dealing with the problem. You're not dealing with the issue of why are these young men out here doing this at all. And the other part of it, you just stated an age. These are still what we call boys.
Yes.
They're not men. So according to the laws that I've read, those boys are under supervision of an adult somewhere.
Yes.
And that adult who is in charge of them is not doing their job for whatever reason. And that is the people who need to be held accountable.
So I
have seven kids of my own, and my children were they were under my supervision until they got to be 18 and beyond, because that's the way I run my family. And anything that they did outside of my home, I was responsible
That's correct.
For and held responsible for. So why aren't we doing that to everyone else?
You know, Al, last time I checked, under 18 is an adolescent.
Actually,
19. Well, 19. Okay, so.
I'm saying that because what people don't understand is a child is considered a child until they become an adult, which legally is at age 19 if they're still in high school.
Right, if they're still in high school. And so if that's the case, and it is, then you cannot look at the situation as if you're now dealing with adults, because you're not. And so
But you should be. That's the point I'm making.
Yeah,
you should be dealing with the adult who is in charge of that person, and that's the person who should be held accountable, adult who is in charge of that person.
So, Al, hold the thought. We've got to go to a break. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. On the line, the executive director and president of My Father's House, Mr. Al Holmes, and a good friend. We'll be back. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show.